We're certainly glad you're here on the Tuesday edition of Mark and Friends. It's Tuesday. It's May 8th, 2012. And I'm sure if you were tuned in yesterday, you've returned because you were probably riveted to the testimonies that were shared, the God-honoring stories on the various ways that God kind of tracks us down. He chases us. He hounds on us until we surrender to him because he has a plan and purpose for all of our lives. And he will accomplish his plans and purposes. And first and foremost, it's drawn us to himself. And thank you, God, for the various testimonies that were shared yesterday. And back on the Tuesday edition of Mark and Friends, I have two very good friends that I've known for a number of years. We figured about 7 or so years, Russell and Denise Meyer. They were on a past trip to Israel, and I have known them throughout the years. And then as a special addition to yesterday's program, I didn't know this at the time, but Erica Moss joined us, and it was great to get to know her and begin a relationship and a friendship. And then also they brought along, I guess Russell and Denise brought along Jennifer Farrow, and so we had all of them share their testimonies yesterday. They didn't know it, but isn't it God's word that says, in season and out of season, always be able to defend or testify to the story behind his goodness? And so yesterday was filled with testimony. So if you missed the broadcast, I invite you to go to our website, greatnewsradio.org. And click on the archived programs page and click on that and you're in for a blessing. So that's greatnewsradio.org. Well, because of all the testimonies, we really never got into the initial objective of the program, and that was to talk about, Erica, you're getting a new home through Habitat for Humanity. You'll be moving in, I guess, in about a week or so. And the heading of the Friday's edition of the News Gazette, first on the front page, there was a beautiful picture of you and some friends and your middle daughter. And then on the front page of the local, Section B, May 4th, 2012, a mother's prayer answered, mom of three, helped build new home. First of four planned this year. So we never even got into any of that story other than just how good God is. But this heading is A Mother's Prayers Answered. So share a little about that answer to prayer. Now, we read a little of the article yesterday, but from your point of view, how you were praying very specifically and God answered. And then today we're going to talk about some of the ministries that you all are involved in, the one that you started a little over a year ago. And then, Denise, I know you've been involved in a ministry with Jennifer for a number of years. So yesterday was testimony time. Today will be ministry highlights time. So before we talk about the ministries, Erica, talk a little about that prayer and your children needing a safe home, a good environment, and then how you started volunteering for Habitat for Humanity and how all those things came together to be this wonderful answer to prayer where you have a new home.
In the fall of 2010, I believe, there was a shooting by my house in Rantoul. The area that I live in is actually a nice, quiet area. So for a shooting to happen, you know, it just kind of shook up the whole neighborhood. That was the year that Rantoul school started later. So my kids were actually up later than normal. It was about 10:30 downstairs watching TV. They started hearing gunshots. And just to show you how, like, God was watching over us, my kids, they heard the gunshots. Of course, they got scared and started, you know, trying to run upstairs to get to me. Tripping and falling over each other, you know, trying to just hurry up and get upstairs. And once they got upstairs, that's when we realized a bullet had went through my oldest daughter's bedroom window. And just the realization that, like, if they would have got upstairs like 2 seconds quicker, because the bullet just landed right in the hallway on the floor. Just the realization that God had his hand, you know, in our life at that time. He took something that, you know, was bad and turned it into a blessing for us. It's always been a dream of mine to own my own home. And I knew that if I lined my life up with God's word, you know, paying my tithes, serving in church, serving other people, I knew that eventually he would answer, you know, my prayers and give me the desires of my heart. But I never in a million years imagined that he would bless me with a brand new house, something that I would actually help to build. But that just shows you how God, you know, he goes above and beyond our mm-hmm. expectations all the time.
Yeah, I think at the time you also noticed that there were some bullet holes in the car, and yep. you said, we really need to move out of this area. And mm-hmm. what was the process then of applying for the Habitat home? How did that all work?
It's actually funny because like a year and a half before that, when I first learned about Habitat, I went to apply, but they weren't taking applications because they didn't have any land. So, you know, that just wasn't the right time. You know, it wasn't God's time. So I went, like the shooting happened the last week of August. September, I went to apply for Habitat. October, they called me in for like orientation. December, they came out, did a home visit. In January, we were approved.
Wow, and I know people that are familiar with the News Gazette, if they were tuned in yesterday or read last Friday's edition, Friday, May 4th, they saw a big photograph of you and then another photograph on the front page of the B section, and tells the whole story, and we read it over the air yesterday. But wow, here you are now getting ready to move into a new home with your three daughters. But you've been ministering and serving. You've even been helping build your own home. You're going there now and watering the lawn and picking up and getting it all set for your official arrival once your daughters finish school there in Rantoul. But you've been serving with Habitat for Humanity. You work at the Champaign County Head Start program. You work with women and children at the Woman and Children's Shelter. You've been kind of leaving a legacy the last few years of serving, of reaching out, of helping people. But you're also involved in a ministry that you started a little over a year ago called Fresh Start Resources. Tell us a little about that.
I started Fresh Start Resources because as a single mom of three girls, I know that it's, you know, it can be difficult trying to provide, you know, the basic needs you know, for myself and my children. And just through my experiences, like with different food pantries and stuff, what I noticed is they're very helpful in providing food and stuff for families that are in need. But what things that they weren't able to get from the pantries were like personal hygiene products and like cleaning products. And, you know, it's important to, you know, for your house to be clean, for your, you know, family to stay healthy. It's important to have those basic personal hygiene products, you know, in order to stay healthy also. So, and a lot of those kind of products are products that you can't get, like if you have, you know, a link card or, like I say, just going to the different pantries. So I know it's hard working, you know, taking care of kids by yourself, going to school. And there have been people that God has placed in my life these past few years that really encouraged me. So just as a way for me to encourage other people, other single parents, once a month I try to give them a box of personal hygiene products and cleaning supplies just to help them, you know, stretch their budget. And along with that, then I'll share with them different tricks that I've learned over the years as far as like sticking to a budget and different little ways to save money.
Why do you call it Fresh Start Resources?
I call it Fresh Start Resources because, like, you know, when you have laundry soap and personal hygiene products, it helped, you know, just being fresh, you know.
Now, I also know you're mentioning single moms, but you also help elderly, many elderly people that are on fixed income or people on disability. So it's not just single moms, because I'm thinking there might be some listeners that are like on a tight budget or thinking, hey, how do I get in touch with Erica? I want to know more. So it's not just for single moms. It's for anyone maybe on that fixed budget that's elderly, because don't you have a heart for the elderly also?
I do. I do. Especially these past couple years, I lost my grandmother right before that shooting, actually. So originally, like I said, it was started for single parents. There's a few single dads. So I originally was single moms, but then I met some single dads. So, and then just this year is when I started reaching out to other, you know, people, elderly people and those on disability and fixed incomes. If people want to get in touch with me, they can email me at freshstartresources@yahoo.com.
Okay, freshstartresources@yahoo.com.
Yep.
Okay, freshstartresources@yahoo.com. And that's to meet up with Erica and to find out more of maybe how she can advise you or counsel you or help you with some fresh starts, whether yep. it's some cleaning products or hygiene or tips that can help you optimize your budget or work through the whole system of some of the social services that are being offered locally.
Yeah, and I try to, because of the job that I have, I am in a position where I meet tons of people in the community. So If I hear about programs that I know will help you, then I can get you that information. Cause there's tons of programs. There's a program that I went through the land of Lincoln that actually, you know, taught me budgeting, and I saved up $2,000 and they gave me $3,000 for a down payment on my Habitat house. And when I tell people about that, they're like, oh, how did you find out about that? And I don't really remember how I found out about it, but I don't mind sharing that information so that the next person can also, you know, use that and, you know, be blessed as well.
Sure. So again, if maybe you're not the individual in need, but you know somebody that this could be a great resource to utilize or to be aware of, email freshstartresources@yahoo.com. freshstartresources@yahoo.com. And if you missed yesterday's broadcast, you're going to hear some of the God sightings that Erica experienced to be in this new Habitat home. I guess you officially move in May 15th.
Yep, that's
going to be an exciting day. You get the key, and I know the TV was out the other day recording you and the News Gazette, and then yesterday you were featured on Mark and Friends. So thank you for giving God the glory and honoring him through the testimony and through your sharing. And even in this article, when I started reading, I said, from the smile on her face and just looked like you had joy in your heart. And then the circumstances, I thought, I think she's probably a follower of Jesus. And then when I saw Denise Meyer's name mentioned there, I'm like, oh, I'll get the scoop from her and she'll let me know. And in the studio also again today for the Tuesday edition of Mark and Friends, it's Denise Meyer. And though Russell's taken a back scene today because he's not so involved in the ministry you're involved with, Denise, but I'm sure he's supportive and praying you up and helping in any way he can. But I heard or I learned that you and Jennifer are involved in a ministry. So share a little about that. Maybe we can get Jennifer and you to both talk about your ministry. And what's it called and who does it serve?
It's called Kingdom Push. And actually, this was Jennifer's vision. And we kind of co-developed. And what this ministry... Am I...
Oh, yeah, no, you're fine. I'm just kidding with... Yeah.
What this is encouraging is basically leadership, kingdom-minded, and pushing this region to come together for change, spiritually and physically. And one of the things that we really push in this is prayer, because we know that prayer availeth much. Mm-hmm. And we have the vision of God and what God is saying for this season. And actually encouraging those who are world changers to go into these seven mountains politically, educationally, judicially, you know, and in the political field, especially because we know there's a lot of things that are happening. But we know a lot of the changes that take place is spiritual. So we know that prayer is what really changes things. So we push that and we empower them on every level to really tear down barriers religiously, politically, educationally, socially, that kind of thing. So we put on summits and educational classes.
So is this typically geared more towards leaders or influencers, or could...
Anyone,
Joe on the street or Mabel.
Anyone can take a part of that.
Now, is there a day that you meet, or is it an occasional workshop or seminar that you put on?
It's occasional workshop, and the Kingdom Push Summit is once a year. That's a big occasion where we have people to come in from across the country. But in between that time, we put on different little workshops to empower and have strategies and prayer, that kind of thing.
You know, when you mentioned like the Seven Mountain concept, is that affiliated at all with Vance Wallnew? Have you heard that name? I know there's two people that have gone around the country and the world talking about the seven mountaintops, and these are very key people that, you know, if you can claim for the kingdom these realms of influence, the media, the education, the political, the churches, those people at the top of some of these organizations or these ministries can influence literally thousands, tens of thousands, millions of people, and how important it is that we have Christians in all these different venues. You know, it's great to be the Christian on Sunday faithfully going to church, but God utilizes people in the social service agencies, in their careers, the plumber, the carpenter, the doctor, people all of us are called to be kingdom agents wherever we're at. Mm-hmm. And so you're kind of encouraging or fortifying or equipping people to push forward that kingdom power, influence, and authority through these seminars. You kind of educate them, help them to be more focused on prayer or developing.
And going outside the four walls of the church and carrying the kingdom of God, out into the world, because that's where all the changes take place.
Now, Jennifer, I'm going to have you jump in here because I guess you co-lead or co-develop Kingdom Push. Is there a phone number for people to call? How do they get involved? How would they get in touch with you two to ask some more questions or to say, can we host a seminar or a session at our church or for our organization? How does that all work?
We have an email account where you can get in contact with us at. It's at summitkingdompush@gmail.com.
So, again, that's summitkingdompush mm-hmm. at gmail.com?
Correct.
And so if somebody's like, hey, I'm intrigued. I want to be on the cutting edge of pressing kingdom influence and power and authority in my vocation or in my community or in my business, they would contact you to find out more. And then how would you reply?
Actually, with the Kingdom Push, we also serve different little areas within that, because there's also a mentorship program that we're going to start up on the 15th. We'll open up registration for that, because our whole goal is to literally push people in different areas. So if they wanted to know more information, they could contact us at that email address, and then we would reply back to them. Basically, depending on what their question is, then we would answer it accordingly.
Okay, summitkingdompush@gmail.com. Hey, now I'm one that if somebody's going to push me, I'm going to push back. Push is like one of these words. I don't want to be pushed into anything. Explain the positive nature of pushing somebody or advancing somebody or developing somebody, pushing them towards godly things or good things, because I don't think anyone wants to be pushed.
Well, in reference to the Kingdom Push Summit, the whole goal is to empower and to equip people for that next phase in God. And then in terms of the mentorship, it's basic life skills, getting you up to that point where, you know, you're seeing a better you, your Christian walk is stronger. Mm. So that's the whole goal of that, but it's to push you into the next phase in your life where you belong, you know, where God has called you to.
Now, I realize we only have about a minute and a half left, a couple minutes left, so I'm going to give you, Erica, a second or two to think through how you would answer this, but Denise, we'll put you on the spot. If God could answer your prayer for Kingdom Push, what would it be?
That effective and strategic intercessors are raised up for the state of Illinois. And actually, PUSH is like an acronym for to pray until something happens.
Oh, I like that now. Oh, much more palatable for me, who doesn't like to be pushed around. Oh, very
so
good.
It's just what to
pray
empower.
Until something happens. Oh, very, very good.
Mark, let me also mention that we are under the guidance of Apostle Jesse R. Bates out of Decatur, Abundant Life Christian Center, and Kingdom Push also help different ministries. We sow into different ministries like the Wesley Foundation, also Stop the Violence Festival in Decatur under Jesse R. Bates, and also the Cultivators in Rantoul.
I appreciate you sharing that too, because it's always nice to have some oversight, some spiritual leadership. Not that God can't use an individual to initiate, but when there's a board or there's people that you're responsible to or under, that leadership is always really important, even just to provide this prayer support and effective ways to think through things. So, well, thanks for sharing that. And Erica, how would God answer your prayer for Fresh Start Resources?
Well, currently I serve about 5 to 10 families a month. And financially, I'm doing that myself, so God would definitely bless and answer my prayers by putting it in people's hearts to make donations to Fresh Start Resources.
And again, give us an email address if they wanted to contact you and say they want to know more or they want to get in touch with you.
It's freshstartresources@yahoo.com.
freshstartresources@yahoo.com. Well, thank you for being available for not only the Monday edition of Mark and Friends, but part two today, the Tuesday edition of Mark and Friends. If you missed a portion of today's broadcast, it is archived at greatnewsradio.org. That's greatnewsradio.org. That's our website, and you'll see an archive programs link, and you can click on that and listen to yesterday's broadcast or today's broadcast, or for that matter, I have archived broadcasts all the way back to 2004, so you can kind of go back and listen to many of the guests that have been on the morning program for many, many past years, and you may know somebody that's in need, maybe financially, maybe spiritually, maybe they're on a fixed income and need some tips, maybe they're on disability, maybe they're elderly and they have various needs. These are some ministries that want to help equip, especially the Fresh Start Resources. Erica wants to personally get involved, and then with Kingdom Push, it's to develop leaders, it's to develop any of us to be more effective, more forthright, more intentional, not only praying for God to work in and through the situation, the community, the environment, but to equip us to be closer to God and to be growing and walking more in cadence with His Spirit. Well, thanks, Jennifer, Erica, Denise, and you too, Russell, for serving and helping people and giving to the Lord. I'll close out with this song, well known by many, called Thank You in Your Honor. If you missed a portion of today's broadcast or yesterday's interview where they all shared their testimonies, I invite you to stop by greatnewsradio.org and click on the archive programs link. Also at greatnewsradio.org, you'll see a photo of all four. So re-listen to this broadcast or recommend it to a friend. God's best to you all. And remember, those little things can make a significant difference in someone's life. So thank you all for giving to the Lord this very day.
I dreamed I went to heaven. You were there with me. We walked upon the streets of gold beside the crystal sea. We heard the angels singing and someone called your name. We turned and saw this young man and he was smiling as he came. And he said, friend, you may not know me now. Then he said, but wait, you used to teach my Sunday school when I was only 8. And every week you would say a prayer before the class would start. And one day when you said that prayer, I asked Jesus in my heart.